Okay, well, call a meeting to order.
Oh, sorry.
Say, first of all, thank you, everybody, for coming by. I know it was short notice, but it's a very important topic, and so we wanted to deal with it as quickly as we could. It's a joint committee of public health and social services and law enforcement and public safety. So, again, I thank everybody for coming by. The discussion is the Department of Social Services policy for ID checks as being overseen by the Sheriff's Department. So, Sheriff, I'm going to allow you to speak on that policy, if you would, please.
In 07, we started to do it, or we asked to do it in 07. We started doing it in the correctional facility in 07. So everybody that comes into the correctional facility gets exactly what we're doing now over at DSS. When the new commissioner came in, we kicked it up again. He reviewed it with his attorneys. His only concern, he said, legally was confidentiality. He said confidentiality, he was okay with it, that we weren't violating any confidentiality. Our only concern is we were violating any other rights. By researching it, nobody can show where we're actually violating any rights. There's no case law that shows that. So we started doing it. Sergeant George Goodwin is in charge out there. Nobody gets denied access if they refuse to show their ID. You know, we're using their trained deputies. They use their interpersonal communication skills, trying to walk their way through it. And we haven't had one issue out there. In the packet that we gave you, or what the sheriff's office gave you, is the list of warrants we've done so far. I think there's 30 in the 30 days that we've been over there. There's a letter from the State Sheriff's Association explaining their position on it and whether they think it's legal or illegal. And there's a letter from Chief Cruz out of Ulster. I can tell you, in the old days, we did it by paper. I worked at family court. If you came into family court, there's a list of people who are coming in that day. We matched your name against that paper. Now, as technology, we can do it all on the mobile data. So that's the only difference between then and now. We want to do it. We do it in the correctional facility. If I get my way somewhere along the line, and some staffing, we'll do it in the county building and the other buildings. The issue is, in order to run these checks, you either have to be a police officer or a peace officer. So the buildings where there's only certified security guards, like here, we can't do that. There's no magnetometer here, so again, we can't do that. But in the future, we've had meetings about upgrading security here. Of course, we haven't yet, but hopefully, next 4 years away, I'm here, we can do something.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. As far as the two committees getting together, I think committee members should go to DSS, take a site tour, see what's going on there, see what our people are doing there, see our people interact with the clients coming in. We've had zero problems. And I would also ask the committee to reach out to the civilian employees, the majority of them women, and see what they think, not only about our security there, but what they think about the new policy there. Those are my two suggestions for the committee, and I think it'd be well advised to do that. I mean, I know how they feel, but I'm not going to tell you. My staff obviously has asked them.
Okay. I'm going to open it up for some questions, but I'm also going to rely on counsel if the questions are questions that can be answered in open session or executive session. Okay, if that's okay. So if I'm going to, I'll go right on down the table. Carl?
Okay. I went to social services today, and I walked into the lobby, and I watched, is that Lieutenant Goodwin?
Sergeant Goodwin,
and a Deputy Carlson, or actually Security Guard Carlson. And basically what I observed was everyone has to empty their pockets and go through a magnetometer. Today, unfortunately, I didn't actually see the warrant checks because they explained to me that it was a heap day and that they were looking at a lot of people there, so they just waived the identification today. But I asked the two gentlemen to run one on me, so I emptied my pockets, anything metal, my keys, my wallet, and handed them my license. It took less than 20 seconds, and I was done. I didn't see any intimidation, but while I observed people walking in, although they weren't asked for their IDs, It seems to me that if you are seeking public assistance, the only way you're going to get that is if you hand your ID to a caseworker. So someone's going to have your ID. Someone's going to know who you are. And I think that's only, you know, right. That's the only way they could do their jobs. But I wish it was a day that they were doing warrants. But they were very cordial. I mean, I walked in there. They didn't know I was a legislator. They asked me what I was doing, and I identified myself as a legislator, and I just was here to try to find out what all this was about. And they were very accommodating. I watched them as numerous people came in. They always had smiles on their faces. They were very professional. Everybody had to empty their pockets. And I didn't see anything unprofessional about it. I didn't see anything intimidating about it. I asked the deputy, the sergeant, what happens if you do have a warrant? And he said, well, they'll take the person aside and they'll call the agency that has the warrant on them and ask them if they want to do anything about it. And if they don't, then they just go on their merry way. I wasn't aware that if you refuse to show your ID that you're still let in. So I think that that's okay. I mean, if that's the way it's going to happen. But personal experience, I didn't see anything. I wasn't intimidated. I wasn't going to walk in there posing, you know, as someone in need. So I did identify myself. But I suggest that everyone walk in there on a day when they're doing it to kind of get a feel for exactly what's going on. Like I said, the computer is sitting at the desk. It took less than 20 seconds. I gave him my ID. I believe he must have just typed in my name, and that was it.
Okay. Peter?
I have a question, Paul. About half a dozen years ago, Jeanette, you were there. I was on the committee. And I asked them for numbers. I asked them to give us the numbers of people, not names, but where they came from, if they could track them. People, you know, that were coming into the county from other areas of the county, of the state, of the country, whatever. And I was told that they weren't even allowed to ask that information. That it was illegal to even ask that information. And yet, you're now saying that you can check their backgrounds for warrants. And I'm at odds right now with, well, what are we talking about? 6 years ago, you couldn't even find out where they were coming from, and now all of a sudden, you're checking to see if they got warrants.
I don't want to speak for the commissioner. His issue was confidentiality. Theirs a little bit different than ours. He didn't see any issue with confidentiality.
He said it was a law.
Excuse me?
They said it was illegal at that time.
Okay, let's go. Jeanette, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what Peter's talking about at that time is a question about people coming from one county or state, you know, and coming here and collecting benefits, and you know, it's unconstitutional to stop them. They can move any place they want to. So
but it was the numbers, if you remember.
Well, yeah, I don't. That really has nothing to. This doesn't have anything, I don't believe, to do with this issue today. I've been over in social services many, many times. In fact, quite recently, with a sister-in-law who sought Social Security benefits. And I would be uncomfortable and find it offensive, but she just lost her husband, that she would have to go through a background check. And I think what we have here is it's a philosophical issue. It's fundamentally, some of us, you know, truly believe that it's against a person's civil rights. You know, you go to the office, whether it's for the Office for the Aging, Social Security. If you go in there to apply for HEAP, if I'm a young mother and I need WIC, it could be any number of reasons. It's just not, you know, people there who are there to try to beat the system. And that seems to be that overtone of this, that particular segment of our society is being, you know, the ones that are being touched on.
If I can, not on our end. We'll let everybody in. We don't really care. But it's nice for us to know that. Say you're in there, Jeanette, and Craig is coming in 10 minutes after you, and there's an order of protection against him. He's not supposed to be around you. If we don't run you through a system like that, we don't know that.
Well,
you know, that's a benefit for us.
Yeah, and I will add, as far as what Carl said, I have always found the police office being very professional. So I believe that the question today is, like I said, I don't believe everybody feels the way we do, but I feel uncomfortable with it. And if we could change it to do it some, whether it's the motor vehicle department or, maybe another site.
We do it on another site. We do it at the correctional facility.
Well, I would expect
we also, we also have the capabilities at probation. Yeah. We have other sites. Yeah.
Well, that's just my two cents. What the answer is, I don't know. I feel
uncomfortable
with it.
Well, that was the idea, to get two committees together to come up with some suggestions, come to a compromise.
Right.
What I would like to do is have everybody go there, see the interaction, see if anybody's really complaining. Watch our people interact with people. If somebody comes through that doesn't want to do it, see how our people handle it, and talk to the DSS workers, the women there.
I have received an incredible amount of emails opposing and very upset about the process.
Chris?
I think part of the problem stems from recently the Department of the Aging has been moved into that building. And, with the cold weather coming on us, if there's a backlog, if there's a crowd of people waiting in line to get into the building, and, you have elderly people that are out in the cold, and, I'm trying to extrapolate if something like that were done at the security for this building specifically, you have people that are coming into this building, they're just, going to get their license plates, or they're going to get their license renewed, or, deal with motor vehicle issues. You have a lot of, politicians, government workers, obviously. You have consultants that are coming in to work on behalf of the county. So, if it were done at this building, I think it would be something that would be, a little bit over the top, per se, with all these different walks of people that you have come in there. But then if you sort of make an analogy, well, what would the difference be between doing it here and doing it at social services like you do?
What would the difference be?
Yeah.
We would like to do it in all buildings. Everybody seems to be saying, well, why are you only picking that building? Because some people are saying, geez, we're picking on that clientele, which we're not. We're not set up to do it in this building here yet. We've had meetings to upgrade security here, and we all agree that security needs to be upgraded, but it's never come to even so much as putting a camera in. We are trying to do that. My personal opinion, and I'll be short, is there ought to be a separate entrance for staff and a separate entrance for civilians coming into the building. I think if you're going to motor vehicle, we could probably let you go because you're not going upstairs. Our security is downstairs. We don't have security on every floor. If you're going upstairs, you should ID yourself. And one of the suggestions was just to give you a name tag or something. We need to know where you're going. And you don't have to tell us your business, but tell us you're going to the county attorney's office. Now they all put indoors to keep people out. We were just trying to up it a little bit farther.
Don?
Just make it a safer building.
Don?
Well, I find it disconcerting in that the group that we're picking on, if you will, are people that are needing the services that they're there for.
I don't think we should go there. That's part of the legal analysis. Okay. I think we should be careful.
I don't know why we wouldn't stop every fifth car on Broadway and make them provide ID.
They do that.
I understand the basic concept is trying to find people that have outstanding warrants that people have for whatever reason you're concerned with. But for me, when I think about things that maybe were possible in the 1940s and 30s, that I just don't think that this is the right thing to do. I think there should be probable cause.
I think we've got to be
going. All right.
Now.
What else?
Then I want to read, just want to read the Fourth Amendment.
I think we should be careful about Don. Legal stuff.
I
think we're treading on very thin ice. We've gotten at least two letters from counsel. We've gotten legal opinions. We have notified our insurance carrier. If we stray the wrong way and people want to express their opinion, that's fine. Our insurance carrier has the ability to disclaim. In other words, if they say that we are exacerbating what could be the damages by speaking about legal stuff, our insurance carrier can disclaim. I don't think anybody wants that to happen. Certainly, you have the right to express an opinion. But I think when we tread into the legal area, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. You can do whatever you want. I just wanted to make sure that you knew.
He can't read the...
I think we should be careful.
I will take counsel's advice. I am not happy with what's going on. My constituents are not happy. I would ask that we come to some type of agreement that would make everybody happy. And I'm sorry I can't expound upon this because I would be doing what I'm asked not to do. But I think this is the wrong kind of question.
Any other questions for the sheriff?
I have.
I have a comment. I don't know if it's a question. I can give you a different perspective on this. After leaving state service, I went to work for consultants, and both consulting companies that I worked for, the one I presently do and the previous one, required drug testing and random drug analysis throughout your employment. I work in a project now that is in a high terrorist zone. Everyone on the project carries identification, not only for the project, but federal identification. So I had to go through an FBI check. Between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock every morning, outside of the parking lot for the employees, and there's over 650 employees, there's two healthcare providers that randomly select people that go in for drug testing every single day on the project. There's random drug testing, not only of the workers, the craft people, but the professionals. I'm a professional engineer, and I am subject to drug testing. I realize I work in a high terrorist zone, but I don't see it being an infringement upon my rights to be able to...
I think we got it. We're entering into a legal area.
Okay. I was giving you my personal opinion.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to let you know.
No, that's fine. Okay. I live it every day. So I don't... I mean, it's
Carl,
not a big deal.
Okay, Carl?
I'm finding it hard to ask questions and getting into legal.
Yeah, but how can you have a discussion when we can't talk about anything?
Then you go into executive session.
But I mean, I'm asked to empty my pockets, is that a search?
I mean, you can refuse to do that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if it's a county building, and even if it's a private building, but, you know, obviously it's a government building. Why would you want people searched?
Okay, I think that's a legal area also.
Okay. Well, I mean, in order to have a legal search, you have to have probable cause. So
that's
if you're emptying your pockets...
Because you have that done when you go through the airport.
It's like a search.
Yeah, I find this very difficult... None of us can really voice an opinion or a concern or questions. I would request that we go into executive session, so that we're able to really have a frank
discussion.
Second.
You know,
I'll second it.
Conversation.
I would oppose to that. I don't believe that you have the right under the open meetings law.
Yeah, we do.
Can you cite specific law, please?
I don't think I have to.
No, you actually have to.
We are now been threatened with litigation. It is a
have you actually been threatened with litigation?
Absolutely.
Has there been something filed?
No, I said threatened. There's been nothing filed.
Are you talking about the NYC?
Well, first of all, if you want me to speak to you, you're going to let me finish my sentence.
Absolutely.
Yes, we've gotten two letters from the NCLU, which you know about.
Mm-hmm.
We've had numerous conversations. There's a fairly short deadline. So litigation certainly is a clear option for them, and they've indicated that.
I read those letters. They never say that they're going to litigate.
Okay. Then we won't talk about it. That's how you want to do it. I'll extend the same courtesy to you from now on.
You got it.
So are we going to executive?
If they want to object, that's up to you guys. I can't tell you to.
What do you want to do?
Or not to.
Executive.
I think it's clear you have the right to go into executive session.
I want to go on. If that's the only way I can get some information, I Every time we say something, you're going to tell us you can't say it.
No, you can say whatever you want. I'm just telling you what the ramifications are if you do. I can't tell you to or not to. I'm telling you what the ramifications are.
Well, you're making us believe that the ramifications could be very bad.
They could be.
Or nothing. Well, how can we accomplish anything?
Yeah, we're in a discussion. Yes. Dave first. I'm sorry.
I differ with this executive session idea here because I don't think if you're going to have conversations, that's what they're going to be. And none of us are going to make the decision whether it is so we go to actual lawsuit or not, or one is brought against us. And I think we're overstretching this, that it's we have to go into executive session to discuss this. I think we're overstretching it. And, I understand litigation, yes. There was litigation, yes. Then we would have to go into executive session. But I disagree, and I think we should be able to have some conversation. Now, there are certain things. I don't think Don was saying anything that would require executive session. He was voicing his opinion.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, you want to vote? A motion that we
I know. We're in discussion of that. Right. You want to vote or discussion?
Yes. Thank you. I'd like to vote.
Don?
I don't know what we're going to solve in executive session, number one. Number two is, I'm not sure that we're clear about whether we got information we can, we got information we can't. Certainly, we can't discuss things here as we would like to, only because of ramifications that may apply, and I'm not willing to risk those. And thank you for your commentary, so that we can try and not be in further water that we don't want to be. So I don't know what we will. I don't know what the intent is, or what the resolve is going to be, or why. And so, unless we come clearly about some reason, I'm not in favor of it.
Okay. Well, then we'll vote on it.
Understanding of it, maybe, but I.
Well, then let's. Then we'll vote on.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go into executive session without giving a reason. What's the reason?
I'm doing it on the advice of our attorney.
Right.
And we need to have, if you want to call attorney, legislative privilege, whatever you want to call it. But if we cannot talk freely and the lawyers are telling us that there could be severe ramifications, I want to go into executive session. If once we go into executive session, we find out that we shouldn't be there, I'd be the first one to say, let's get out.
Okay, then.
But I don't know, because we don't, there's a lot of things we don't know. We need to hear from the attorneys.
All in favor of going into executive session?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, one opposed. Okay, we're in executive session. No.